Cleveland Donut Fest. Right, last year, you and I went. We had such an awesome time. It was an absolute blast, and boy, it was packed.
It was.
It was one of those events, too, where, like, I think they were supposed to have a couple of different sessions, and boy, it was busy the whole time because people just couldn't get enough. It was so awesome, and again, it's coming back on February 9th. Rebecca Skoch with Cleveland Donut Fest joins us on the hotline right now. Rebecca, thank you so much for the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you as always for joining us here, and let's start out with some of the basic details. The where, when, and what is happening here exactly. Again, it was a crazy successful event last year, and, well, obviously successful enough that you guys sold out again in record time.
Yeah, we sold out on Friday in an hour and 10 minutes.
Wow.
I think that's the fastest tickets have ever gone, so we were surprised.
Yeah, I mean, an hour and 10 minutes, that's just incredible. So, you know, last year when Matt and I went down there, we were just kind of blown away by the entire presentation. So let's start with where this is taking place. We mentioned February 9th, and you guys had two sessions last year. There are two sessions again this year?
There are three sessions this year, and it's taking place at Red Space in downtown Cleveland. And we have 12 donut vendors, and we'll have 6 coffee vendors. And it's just a fun time for, you know, it's family friendly. You get to try donuts from all of the shops. So you should not eat for at least 2 days beforehand.
Fasting the night before is actually a wonderful idea. Now, I thought you guys did a great job last year putting the coffee shops into the mix as well because, you know, after you walk around and you go from bakery to bakery, Matt and I got to thinking, boy, this would pair up with a nice cup of coffee. And then we thought, oh, wait, here they are over in the corner. There were like 4 or 5 of them over there. So you guys have upped the ante with 6 coffee shops. You mentioned a dozen bakeries will be present at this thing. You guys really had an all-star lineup last year. How do you guys decide which bakeries are going to be involved in this?
Well, we have our first round goes out to the bakeries that participated the year before, and everyone is back this year. So we're very lucky, and I think that shows how successful the event is at it is that everyone signed back on board. After that, we usually just go by a waiting list. So people that have showed interest in participating, we put them on the list and we reach out to them. But we do have a couple new spots this year that are pretty exciting. New donuts on the donut scene in Cleveland. And we're excited to see what they bring.
Now, last year, it was a ticket to get in, and I think the idea was you were supposed to get like a half a donut or a quarter of a donut every place you go to give you a chance to sample. There was one particular establishment that gave you an entire donut. I thought, God, that's fantastic. And then I was incredibly full as I got halfway through the stops. But it was so awesome. I mean, just to kind of see all these wonderful places. And you guys really kind of hit just about everything. I think there was a bakery from Medina. It was Circles in the Square, right?
They had the apple pie donut.
Yeah. So you guys really hit a number of different bakeries throughout the area. Now, give us an idea too as to how the winners are determined, because if you go to this thing, you get a vote.
Yes. So there is a crowd favorite, and everyone gets to vote on that. And then the other big prize is a trophy for the judge's best choice, but then we also have 10 other trophies because a lot of the time the judges will say, you know, this is a really great donut, but all of these donuts were great, and we want to give props to them, you know, where props are due. So we give out, you know, best old-fashioned donut, best cake donut, most creative, just a bunch of other awards to sort of showcase, you know, what is so great about Cleveland's donut scene.
And there's a lot great about Cleveland's donut scene. There's no doubt about that. And last year we had saw those trophies up there. They were prominently placed. And, you know, it's pretty stiff competition. I mean, it was so fun to just see people file in and get really excited about that. Now, we talked about if you go to this thing, you should probably fast the entire night before. If you're a judge, I would imagine that you should probably fast the entire week, but what do you have to do to be a judge at one of these events. That sounds like a lot of fun.
We have the same judges usually that come back with us. We like to have at all of our events for Donut Fest, we have a cop, we have a food critic, and a pastry chef. So those are our main people to hit. But we do get a lot of applications for people that think that they should be on the judging panel.
I can understand why. Again, having the opportunity to have gone through it. I'm curious, Rebecca, when you guys take a look at these, I mean, these have obviously been so successful. You guys sell them out, it seems, year after year in just hours, if not minutes. Do you guys make any changes? Do you stay faithful to what you've done in the past? How do you kind of decide that as you're setting these up on a year-to-year basis?
We just kind of look at them, and we will make small changes about, you know, the number of people or the sessions. I know a lot of people wish we would release more tickets, but we really want to stay true to keeping it with, you know, keeping it with donut shops that can participate across the board. So we don't want to, like, kick out the mom-and-pop shops that can't bring the amount of donuts we'd need if we increased attendance. So we try to keep it sort of small and curated.
Seems like it makes a lot of sense. Man. And again, you can't argue with the success that you guys have had so far with it. Again, Rebecca Skoch with the Cleveland Donut Fest joining us on the hotline right now. And again, it's February 9th at Red Space in downtown Cleveland. I want to talk about how this particular event in Cleveland is different than the ones that you guys have in Chicago. And I know you guys are going to release some other cities for later on in 2019. But over the last couple of years, how has the turnout been in Cleveland? Talking about how it sells out so quickly, how does the turnout in Cleveland differ from some of the other cities you guys deal with?
Far and away, Cleveland is the most excited about donuts. There's not even any competition. Even if Chicago sells out, it will sell out in a day or a week. But no, there's not the frenzy that Cleveland has for donuts. Anywhere else.
And it was almost like a laid-back party-style atmosphere last year. Like, I remember when we were hanging out, I think we went in that second session last year, and we thought, God, this is fun. Like, we've got to leave because there's another group coming in here. But, like, we didn't want to leave. It was so awesome just to kind of, even if you weren't eating a donut, just to kind of go around from station to station to see what everybody had to offer. And I think a lot of times what you had here as well, you didn't see just a representative from a bakery make their way out there. It was, in most cases, the head pastry chef or the head baker or the owner of the establishment in most cases. And I kind of feel like that's what you guys wanted to present here. You know, not just a representative. You want the person who's making these donuts to be present to face you face to face.
Yeah, it's a really great way for the chefs to interact with the customers. Some of our bakeries this year look like they're, If you should follow everyone on Instagram. All of the bakeries are up on our website. But some of them are having the customers help them pick what donut with polls to bring with them. So it's a really great, you know, opportunity to get a feel of what people want in the donut scene.
Sure. Rebecca, you mentioned you guys added that third flight this year. When will those flights take place, time-wise?
The sessions are from, I think, 9 to 11, 11 1 and 1 to 3.
Wow. So you've got 2 hours to make sure you visit all 12 pastry donuts at your bakery. So, I mean, you've got some time to spread it out a little bit, and that's why some of those coffee shops are there also to kind of, you know, help you pass those donuts through your system.
Cleanses the palate.
Well, I'm not really sure if coffee cleanses the palate, but, you know, I think I see where you're going with that.
I've got my reasons, Bull.
Understood. Sure. I know there's always a method behind your madness. Now, we briefly touched on this earlier, Rebecca, but are there any plans for expansion in the future? I mean, as far as I know, you guys love going to Red Space, and it seems like a great spot with three sessions. I was thinking about, like, offering my house to have you guys come in and have Donut Fest at my house, and I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you might need to put an expansion on it first, or rent a very large tent.
There you go. I might be able to do that. Not a bad idea. I think we could make that work. But as far as, I think you had mentioned, you know, having a dozen bakeries there, I think that's a really good that's a really good number for you guys. You mentioned that you give the bakeries that were there the year prior to first right to refusal, whether they do or don't want to come back. Speaks volumes about the success of the event when every single one from last year wants to come back this year as well. But are there other plans as far as expansion, maybe like opening things up a little bit, maybe adding another session, or are there other items like that that come into the frame?
Not right now. We're really happy with what's going on in Cleveland. We'll see maybe after the fest we'll reevaluate. We are looking to expand later this year into Detroit, so at least that's an easy drive. But that's about it on the docket right now as far as expansion goes.
See, that's not a bad idea. No. Can't come to the one in Cleveland. You've got to jump on early and see if you can get to Detroit. That's, you know, 3 hours-ish.
That's not bad.
That's not too bad. I mean, it's well worth the drive.
If you're driving slow, you can get there in 2.5, 2:15 if you really try.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe more like 2.5. All right, I think that makes sense. Even more so, if you can't get to the one in Cleveland, be on the lookout for the one in Detroit. Rebecca, as always, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much for stopping by and talking about this year's Cleveland Donut Fest. Again, it takes place February 9th at Red Space in downtown Cleveland. Rebecca, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again, Rebecca Scoach with Cleveland Donut Fest, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Wait, I don't know if you guys follow them on Instagram. I started following a few weeks back, and it's crazy how interactive and how awesome that really is. The pictures of the donuts out there, and she was saying how a lot of the participating bakeries are asking for crowd participation to select the donuts that they bring.
Yeah, I like that.
God, but most places last year, they brought a number of donuts along the way. They brought a lot of, like, a huge variety. I was really impressed with that whole presentation.
Yeah, it really is good. I mean, we just had a good time while we were out there. I think that's one of the cool things, getting the opportunity to talk to some of those smaller mom-and-pop donut shops, as Rebecca kind of pointed out. They want to make sure they get those opportunities. I think it'd be cool, Bull. I mean, you brought it up with the idea they're going to Detroit next year to travel along and see how many of these you could hit throughout the United States, because they are kind of all over. I know they put a show in Chicago, she said, one in Detroit. If I'm not wrong, I think they go out to Denver or something, too. So quite a few shows you can go out there and hit. And, well, I guess if you're from Cleveland, the closest one you can get to now is Detroit after this one's sold out, if you don't have your tickets yet.
But they've got an all-star lineup of bakeries, the who's who here in Cleveland for sure. So it's a heck of a lot of fun. We had a blast there last year, but boy, you want to go to these things, you got to act fast because tickets go so quickly.
It's worth every dime, too.
Oh, no doubt.